in order to get again into the swing of the sugyim, like to start again from Daf Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, just to learn the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. Itma Haimel Chaveray Amanash Shein Lacha Alai Eino. It was a transaction, and one of the Baladvorim said, "We're making a Tanai that there should not be She'ein L'cho Olai. I know you shouldn't have a schus to be Teveya for me. There ain't no Rav Omar Yesh Le'olav Eino. The Tanai does not help. Shmuel Omar Ein Le'olav Eino. The Tanai does help. So the Gemara first wanted to say Le'ma Rav Da Omar Kerab Meya. Ushmul da'oma kerab yud. The sign yehoima le'ish ared mekadeshes li'amanash ein l'chalai she'eksus va'ina. Areizu mekadeshes utnai botul. So, Rameyer holds that this is masna ma'shekosu v'atayre. And the tnai cannot alter the tzura of the kedushin, and the schal a kedushin with chiyuvei she'eksus va'ina. Rabbi Yehuda Imer bedover sheba momain tenai kayim, that if we're speaking about chiyuv momain, so the one who is affected, the one who the Torah gave schusay momain, he could be mevata, that he doesn't, he, so memele, if she is maskim to have a issues with adachiv of sheir ksus, this chal such an issues. That is not called masna mashakosu b'teire. They said, b'dover sheba momen, it was given l'teiva. So, if she's maskim not to acquire this chus, so there'll be a kedushin without this chus. So the Gemara wanted to say that l'chayre this machlokes of Rav Shmuel Amnash en l'cholay eino is the same machlokes that Rav holds like Rav Meir and Shmuel holds like Rav Yehuda. Amar l'cha Rav ano dami afilo Rav Yehuda ad kan lo ikam Rav Yehuda osam elo diyoda v'kamochlo, that over there by Kedushin, she knows exactly what she's getting into. He said specifically, Amanash ein l'chalai sheriksus, and she's maskim. So if there was a mechile, there was a vitter on this chus that she's entitled to acquire, and she's mevater on it, so that helps. That's the svav Rabbi Yehuda bedover sheba mama itinai kaim. Avol hoche miyoda demochel. But over here, the snai was made before the etzim transaction was decided upon. Amanash ein l'cholai eino. Now, when he agreed to it, he didn't really, he holds a saying it, stamazoy al zafrumkeit, but forget later when they agreed on a price, the price sounded very good. So the mechila is not a true mechila. There's no gemira stas on the mechila. He agreed to it because he was under the impression that there's taken no eino. So mamela, so he could be maskim to the tnai, but there's no mechila betoi, so there's no gemira stas on the mechila. So therefore Rav said, afilu Rav Yehuda will be moide in the tenai of eino, that the mechila will not help, and there'll be a chiyuv of eino. Ushmul omar anod omri afilu l'rameya. And Shmuel says, I'm my din that I said that the tenai helps afilu according to rameya. Atka lekom rameya hosam el davade ka oka. There when the tenai was made, so the tenai was a tenai that was an akira of dinei teire. So memele, such a tenai has no koyach whatsoever. as we mentioned from the Buskerov, that that the Torah said the Tnai doesn't have its kilo, it was loy nemra, a Tnai that's coming to be oiker, a din Torah, is no koiches of a Tnai whatsoever. Avalocha miyema deka oka midi. But here, amanash ein lecha alay eino, so this Tnai is not being vadai oiker a din Torah, could be there won't be eino. In the Mekach Bechlal. So a Tanai that's not Vadai Oiker Adin Teire, so then Rameya also holds that one could make such a Tanai, and this is not considered Masna Amashikos of Bateire. Omar Rav Onan, so Rav Onan said, the Didi Meforsha Li Minei Demar Shmu, I heard from Shmuel that what Shmuel said, that Tanai helps, by Eino, it matters how the Tanai was phrased. Oime lechaveroi amenash she'ein lecho olai Eino. If he said to him, amenash ein lecho olai Eino, that, let us say that the ma'ane told the Misane, you should not have any schusei tviya of Eino from me, then ain lay all of Eino. That is what Shmuel said. But if the Tanai was phrased differently, amenash she'ein boy Eino, hare yesh boy Eino, so we had learned Rashi Shita. The Baal Rashi Shita is Amanasha Ein Bo Yaino means he's not making conditions with him. He's telling him that I'm telling you this Mekach is a fair Mekach. There's no Eino in the Mekach, so it's not a Tanai with the Misane that you should be Mevata on Yeschusim. I'm telling you that there's no Eino in the Mekach. So I'm telling you a false statement, and there's Eino, it's a Mekachtos. Arei yesh boi Eino. So more or less we're up to here. So let us just go further. Now, when we learn the Gemara further, there are other inyonim in the Gemara which perhaps will prevent us to understand the flow of the Gemara. So some of these things we won't explain, we'll come back to them. Meisve. Bekitza, we have a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, if a person makes a tnai, amenash ein lecha olai eino, the tnai does not help. And Shmuel says that tnai does help. Meisve, hanoisein bahanoisein be'emona. We won't speak about this now. This is one case. Va'ayma lechaveiroi, almenas she'ein lecho olai eino. This is a second case in the Baraisa, which this is very much negaya to us. A person made a tanai, almenas she'ein lecho olai eino, ein loy olav eino. That so it says clearly that the tanai helps. Now this is, according to Rav, this is bitter. L'Rav da'omar, ano da'omri afilu l'Rav Yehuda, Rav said that afilu Rav Yehuda that holds b'dovah sheba momen k'noi ka'im, that's only by Yoda the Mochel. She knows clearly there was going to be a kedushin without Sher Ksus. So, and she's mavatel, so then the bitter helps. But hereby I know, since the Misane does not know with a behirus that there will be a no, he's under the impression there won't be a no, so then I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mechila doesn't help. That's what Rav said. Here we have a baraisa, ha'oima l'chaveirai amenashe ein l'cha olai eino, ein loy olav eino. So we see clearly that the Tanai helps. Is l'rav da'oma ano da omri afilu Rabbi Yehuda, Rab that said that ano da omri afilu Rabbi Yehuda, homoni. So who is the tana of this Beraisa who says that Nai helps? Rab said that according to all Tanoim, such a Nai cannot help, according to Rabbi Abad Gibis, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it also won't help us Miyoda de Kamochel. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, Machvarte Rab Omar Kerameya, Shmud Omar Kerameya. So Abaye said, listen, this Shtik Torah, which we had said before, that that Rav is going according to everyone, and Shmuel is going according to everyone, from this Baraisa we see clearly that we can't say such a thing, because here we can't say that Rav says according to everyone that Nai does not help, because here we have enough of Baraisa that Nai does help. So Machvarta Rav Omar Kerameya, Rav holds like Rameya. Ushmuel da'oma kirab Yehuda. Now, this is a shtickle sore thumb. I mean, what's a Shmuel gizendi? Shmuel said that according to everyone that Nai will help, because it's not vadai ka'oka, so mamela fill according to Rameya, that Nai will help. So, why did Abaye have to say Shmuel da'oma kirab Yehuda? Let us just mention the Sa'ora, maybe we'll get back to the Sa'ora. But al kaponim anegei alonu, we had a kasha an Rav from a baraisa that said that Nai helps, and Nabaya said, so we have to say Rav is only saying according to Rameya, and this baraisa is going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Oma loy kasha. Rav said, Leikash. No, it's no problem. Kan bistam, kan bimeforish. So let us see Rashi. Machvarte. V'rav mukilo k'Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav will say it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Afilo heiche d'lo yoda d'mocho nami yoma. That this shtik teire, what Rav had wanted to say, afilo Rabbi Yehuda is moida heiche d'lo yoda d'mocho, is not true. That was Abayis teretz. Now, Rav says a teretz, no, kan bestam, kan b'meforish. Stam, al menash she'ein lecho olayeino. If he just said stam, they shouldn't have a tvius eno. De lo yoda de neichel. And then he doesn't know to be meichel. That means he's under the impression that mustamba there's no we know cyber side. So there's no gemira stas under mechila. Then, no one holds, I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Nai won't help. Meforish, but this Beraise that says, a Tanai helps, Amanash Ein Lecha Olayeino, is speaking about, he mentioned something else. It's speaking about Meforish. Shepirish Loi, he told him, Yoideyani sheyesh eino. The moichel came to the lekeach and he told them, listen, I'm selling you something. I know I'm overcharging you. Vani moichel loch al menash shein loch alayno. I'm selling to you. I'm telling you, rochel bitcha ktana, there's eino. You're being overcharged. You'll buy this any other place, you can get a much more reasonable price. I'm overcharging you. And I'm selling it to you, al menashe ein lecha alayeino. You shouldn't have any tvius eino. And Yen agrees. So this is mamish like sheher ksus. That means Yen is aware that there is eino in this mekach, And he's maskim not to have a schus to be teveya than not. The boho omar Rav Yehuda, the masne, in such a case, Rav is also moide, that according to Rav Yehuda can make a tnai, ut noi kain, the domi lesher ksus tos yoda de mochel. He knows the situation, he knows clearly he's being overcharged, and he's maskim. He's mevater the schus to be teveya deino. So if he's, so according to Rav Yehuda, will zichre help. This is mamish equivalent to sher ksus. That was Rav's terence. And then the Gemara brings a baraisa. The sanya, we learned in a baraisa. When do we say that the Tanai does not help his Bistam? I will be Meforish, but if he spoke out, the Meforish Moicha, Sha'oma Lelekeach, Moicha told Lekeach, Hefetzeshani Moicha Loch be Messiah. I'm selling this to you from Messiah Zeus. I'm telling you outright, it's worth a money. And he's masking, is Lekeach told the Moicha, listen, I'm paying you a money, So now we have a baraisa that says clearly that there's a baraisa that says clearly that there's a difference in the Tanai. If the misane is aware that there's a no, so then the Tanai helps. If the Misane is not aware, then the Tanai does not help. So this is Mamish like Ra. This is Mamish, this Baraisa, that Rove found, this was Rove's Teretz, and Rove found a Baraisa, that the Baraisa says clearly this Ukimte, that there's a difference if the Misane is unaware that there'll be a no, and then he agrees, Amanashe lochalai no, then it won't help. If the Misane is aware and he agrees, then it will help. This is Mamish Rav Shtek Teure, Adka Lekoma Rav Yude, Elabe de Babai Sheksus, the Yoda Mochel, about here, Mi Yoda the Mochel. So Rav is Teretz is L'chayre is, it's not the way Abaye said that, no, this is the Rav is not going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav is Teretz and Svaket, Rav is 100% right, the whole shtick Teire of Rav, that Rav Yehuda's din is only by Yoda the Mochel, and the Baraisa we see clear like that, Svaket, and that's Pshat, and so the Baraisa that says that Tanai helps, speaking about such a case. Now, let us see the vial. Bamed Vorim Amurim Bistam. Let us just see this Taisvis, and we'll go back a little bit. Rabbeinu Chananu Posik Kerav. Rabbeinu Chananu was Posik Kerav, the Hilchase Kerav B'Yisuri. We have a klal in Isurim, Rav Shmuel, Halacha Kerav B'Yisurim. Payment. And Tosfos asks under Rabbeinu Chananu, the holy pligi im mutar la'asos kein. The machlokes is not a yalout, it's not a machlokes in Isurim. El pligi im chayiv. Lahazir, I know, here he made a tnai, a manash she'ain lecho olai, I know. The tnai was in dine mominis. There's a tnai in dine mominis that you cannot be tebeya, I know. Halacha ki Shmuel bedini. So, again, we should paskin like Shmuel. So we have here a machlokes between the Ben Hananel and Tosfos. Very interesting machlokes. This machlokes of Rav Shmuel Menash Ein Lecha Alay Eino, does this go into the category of Yisurim? And we have a klal by Yisurim, we paskin like Rav. But does this go into the category of Momen? And by Momen, we paskin like Shmuel. Now the shaila is, what is the svaris of the machlokes? What does the Rach hold? What does Tosfos hold? There's a meira de kehemek shaila on the shiltas. Ramid Bapashas Bahar Kufyut Gimel Oistes. So the shilta says two akdomas. Number one, when there's a klal yad bal atnai al hatachtoino. That means when I make a tnai with someone, and the tnai can be understood, the tnai can be interpreted different Ayfanim. So Yad Bal Atnai Ala Tachtain. So it means the one that made the Tnai is the smallest interpretation that one can make. That's all what he is. More than that, you can't say. That means if it's Nichlal and the Loshan, this is the Tnai, that's all he had. More than that, you don't mean. That's Yisoidal. So, Almenas She'ein Lecha Olai Eino, you shouldn't have a Schus Tfiyas Eino, can be translated, that means that it should have a Locha V'Pochas Mishtus, that's a mean, Filu L'Bi Eino, should have the Gidorim of V'Pochas Mishtus. V'Pochas Mishtus, you cannot be Tevei Eino. That's what I mean. Amanasha ein locha olai eino. That is what the intent of the tnai is. That is that the eino, even though it's a shtus, even though it's more than a shtus, amanash, it should be keilu, it's a pochus mishtus, and he was maskim to this. Fine. Now, the Rosh, we mentioned the Rosh already in Eishchof, is mesupik what the din is by pochas mishtos. What is the din by pochas mishtos? The Rosh is two mahalchim. One mahalch the Rosh is that a pochas mishtos, if let's say if a moicher is ma'ane alekeach pochas mishtos, he knows that he's overcharging him. So the Rosh says he's able to sign him. You're not allowed to be man anyone. You're not to be man anyone a puter. There's no such thing. The din is, if you were man, it's a pochus mishtus. So we say, we're totally smichel already. He won't make a holesik out of it to go and make it. He's smichel. So the das neodom is, if the, he was nisan, a pochus mishtus, he's smichel. So the schus of to be Toiveya, the Eino, back from the Ma'ane, Epochus Mishtus, we assume the Mesane is Meichel, and so therefore, he cannot be Toiveya, the Eino. That is Mitzad, the Schusim of the Mesane. He's Mevata on the Schus, if it's Epochus Mishtus. But the Ma'ane was able to say, I mean, you are Ma'ane, a person, that's one mahalach in the Rosh. There's a second mahalach in the Rosh that less than a shtus is derech mekach. You can't, not speaking about a recipe that you can exactly figure out exactly the ounce of. Speaking about a price of a chayfetz is, you can't figure it out to the exact shavyas. Till a shtus, that's derech mekech hememke. There's no issa of eino either. So the Rosh is two mahalchim. epochas mishtus, is one mahalach is that there is an issa. The second mahalach is there's no issa whatsoever by epochas mishtus. Zuk tehemek shaila. This was the machlokes of the Rabbeinu Hananel and Taisvis. The Rabbeinu Hananel held that by Pochus Mishtus there's no Issa whatsoever. He held like the second Mahalach of the Mosh. There's no Issa whatsoever. So now, a person made a Tanai. A person made at night, a menash ein locha alay eino, which means it should be equivalent to a pochas mishtos. That's what I mean. Now, according to, so if the tnai helps, there's no issa. A pochas mishtos, there's no issa. If the tnai does not help, so there is an issa. So it's not a pochas mishtos, it's a shtos. So there's a machloikis, rav and shmuel. Is there an issa? Is there not an issa? If the tnai helps, there's no issa. Epochas mishtos, there's no issa. If the tnai does not help, there is an issa. Rav says the tnai does not help, so there's an issa. Shmuel says the tnai does help, so there's no issa. So, listen, we have klolim. If there's a machloikis, if there's an issa, if there's not an issa, halachi kerav bisut. So Mele, the Rabbeinu Hananel said, we paskin like Rav. This is how the Rabbeinu Hananel learned. The Taisus said no. Taisus learned like the other tzad in the Rosh. Apoches mishtus tizichanisa. There's no shame about it. So what's the chat amenasha in locha alay eino? That you should never schus tvias moment. The Gehenna I'm going to burn. I mean, that's The whole medubah is over here. Do you have a schus tviya? Don't you have a schus tviya? That is the machloikis Rav Shmuel. So if the whole machloikis is, does he have a schus tviya? Doesn't he have a schus tviya? After all this, the pochus mishtus is over and this, and there's nothing more to talk about. The shal, does he have a schus tviya? Doesn't he have a schus tviya? So the machloikis and machloikis and hilchus moment is, the moment and Rav Shmuel, we pass him like Shmuel. So this is how the Hemik Shaila says, this is the Machlokes, Rabbeinu Hananel and Taisvis. Yeah. Now, before we go further, I'd like to just go back when we had learned Taisvis Amenas She'ein Boy Oino. So, Rav Onan said, L'didi Mefoshe Liminei De Mar Shmuel, that Mar Shmuel said there's a chilik between a menashe ain locha alayeno, then it does help. A menashe ain boyeno, that it doesn't help. So, let us just see. We had mentioned Rashi Shita ain boyeno is not a tanai, it means something else. It means he's just telling him there's no ino on the Mekah, and there is ino. It's a Mekah tois. Let us just see the tois with Rabbeinu Shmuel Meforish. This is on the Taisus al Menas. It's five lines from the bottom of that Taisus. Rabbeinu Shmuel Meforish, da Menas she'ein boy eino mashme, al Menas shelo yochel iso de loisoinu ala mekach. Ein boy eino means in this mekach there won't be any isurim. I'm going to sell you something without any yisurim. That means I should not. That means I feel I'll be ma'ana you. There shouldn't be any yisurim leisayna. Val kochoch, huchal, what do you mean What do you mean that there shouldn't be any Yisurim? If you're Ma'anim, there's Yisurim. Come, we'll explain this soon. So Tosfos says that the Tanai won't help. So Tosfos is saying Lachayre Tosfos the Rashbam is like Tosfos Lashitos. That means Amanash She'ein Lacha Alayin No. The best I can say is that you shouldn't have Tzchusay Tviyas Eino, which is a Tzchus that the Misana has. By Apochus Mishtus, he doesn't have this rus. So I'm making a tnai that it should be equivalent to Apochus Mishtus, and you shouldn't have schusay tviyas, I know. So that you can make, that's Shmuel says, that you can make such a tnai. The minute he says, Amenash, there shouldn't be Isurei, I know. I'm making a maker, there shouldn't be Isurei, I know. That means, so this does not go into the gather of a Dover Sheba moment tonight kind. It's not a Dover Sheba moment over here. I'm making a tonight. There should not be any Isuri Eino. You can't make such a tonight. So you can't make such a tonight. This is Masna al Mashekosu Batayre. This is Masna al Mashekosu Batayre. And the tonight is not Chal. So Lachayre, number one, Taisvis Lishitosai. Taisvis Lishitosai that Taisvis later that says, that the Surim Azichechal, it can only make Snoim Lagabi the moment is, so here I can't make such a tonight whatsoever. Vahashtavi Mamish Dumye the Shvius. Now, Tosis is going on a Gemore in Mesechtes Makis. The more Mesechtes Makis differentiates, if a person makes a tnai al menas shaloi tishmeteini bishviyis, where there the tnai will help, al menas shaloi tishmeteini shviyis, that the tnai will not help. There al menas shaloi tishmeteini bishviyis, al menas shaloi tishmeteini shviyis. So, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in Sechtes Makis explains in Shvius there's the Klal Amoradik HaRosh, there's a Shitas HaRosh. The Rosh holds that there are two dinim in Shvius, in Shemitah. There's one din that the Chay becomes Nifka, the Leive does not owe the Malva money. There's no many money. Minchas Chinuch says if a malva will be teifis the money from the loive, he's a kaf, because he doesn't know many money. Shviyis is mishamet v'chay. There's another din, loy sigais. You're not allowed to pressure the loive he should pay. If you be successful, that's because it's irrelevant. There's a lot of loy sigais. So there's a Issa of Negise, and then there's Avko of the Schus Mamet. So there's Amor de Kerosh. The Rosh says that Shemitah, that what we know, Shemitah is Mishamet Besoifoi, that by Chavis, this is speaking about the Schusay Mamet. In the Schusay Mamet that the Malva has, from the loive, so the schusay moment become nifka besoif shmita. That means, but till the end of shmita, he has schusay moment. But the love of loisigois begins in the beginning of shmita. So So therefore, the Frumer Yidden write a Prusbul for the Shita Sarosh, write a Prusbul for the beginning of Shemitah, that to permit Negise and for Saif Shemitah, if there were other Chayvis, to permit that, I mean, that the Chayv that he should be Mechuyiv to pay. But Al Kaponim, we see from this Chosh, Amir de Kezach, that by Shemitah, there's two separate Inyonim. There's an Iser Negise, and then there's a Schus of Tviyas Mamet. Al-menas shelaytashmiteini shviyas, I'm speaking to the Levit. Don't be mafkia yourself, I'm not paying me. So that's speaking about the schusay moment. And that is a dovo sheba moment. That is a schus moment that the Levit has, he doesn't have to pay after Shemitah. This schus, adover sheba moment, tonight came. But al-menashe leitish metaini shvis is speaking about the issa of leisigois. This is not adover sheba moment. This is, and that bechlau, you can't make such a tonight. So al-menashe leitish metaini shvis, so then the issa negisa will be chal. And al-menashe, Shain Bayano, so the Issa Laisainu is Chal. Now let us go back to the Tosfos Bamed Dvorim Amurim. We had a machlekes, the Rabbeinu Chananu on Tosfos. This Shaila of Amanash Shain Lacha Alayayno, Rabbeinu Chananu Paskin like Rav, that might does not help. What's a shayla nisurim, an alochi kerav nisurim, and Taisva says, no, it's a shayla dinimomenis, alochi kishmu bedidi. Ubishiltes darabachoi parshis bahar sina. A Taisva brings down a shiltes. Poise kerav, because of another cheshbin, vishum dahach bereise Koi kibosei. The Shiltes paskin like Rab for a third cheshbon, because the Paraisa says klo like Rab. The maflik bein stam lemaforish. The Paraisa says if a person says amanash ein locha olai eino stam. So then, yesh poyeino. That's what Rav said, because lo yoda de mochel. Meforish, if he said, yedei ani, that it's shove amonin, I'm charging you my sign, then it's ein poyeino, then it's yoda de mochel. Va'os ye lidi day, so this baraisa go shapir kerab Yehuda. So we have an offener Baraisa, like Rav. If the Baraisa differentiates according to Rabbi Yehuda between Stam and Meforish, this is mamish what Rav had said. That Rabbi Yehuda holds a Tanai only helps by a case similar to Amnash Ein Lecho Alay Sher Ksus. There it's Yoda de Mochel. If it is lo yoda de mochu, so then at night does not. That was mamish rabshtik teire, and this is what it says in the Baraisa. Avol the Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, loy metukme, loy kerab meya, v'loy kerab yuda. According to Shmuel, Shmuel said that there's no problem of lo yoda de mochel. Say according to Rabbi Yehuda that Nai will help. Say according to Rameya that Nai will help because it's lava de ko'oka. And here the Brai says clearly that Nai does not help unless be meforish. So the Shulta says we have enough in the Brai like Rab, and therefore he passes like Rab. The Rivon Pirish, the Rivon said, the Rivon is chaylik on the shooters. The Lishmuel hochi pirushe de barais. According to Shmuel, pshat in the barais is as follows. Ahmed dvorim amurim bistam. You know what stam means? Not the way Rav said pshat according to Rav. Stam means, he said, I'm not shayin lecho alai eino, but he wasn't mefores that there is eino in this Mecca. No, ba'med v'amurim b'stam perish ha'mecher stam. Shliyoma al menas, he didn't make a t'nai. So if a person sold something without a t'nai, yes, shliyolam eino. Avol meforish, but if he was meforish atnai al menas she'ein lecho olai eino, a plain tnai, not the yedeya ani, a plain tnai al menas she'ein lecho olai, and in a plain tnai ve'ein lecho olai is lo yoda the mochel v'aval pikein, according to Shmuel Alibed Rabbi Yehuda. Nase ka oimer yeideyani sheine shove elamone vani moichai b'masai va'osye ki Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rivon said, Shmuel will say different pshat in the Baraisa. Not the way Rove said pshat according to Rav. Shmuel is going to say pshat in the Baraisa. Stam means if no tonight was made whatsoever. And meforish means if he made it tonight. If he made it tonight. Any tonight is good. You don't need a tonight of yedei ani. But if he made any tie, it's nasa, it's equivalent to akimus meforish. Because according to Shmuel, it's not necessary to be meforish. Afilu loyoda also helps the tonight. That is one mahalach in how Shmuel will forever the Baraisa. Inami Yeshloima, that we have to understand, this Tik Teure, the Baraisa seems to say, Avol, Bamed, Vamamurim, Bistam. Baraisa says, Avo Maforish, Moich, Hashamal Kechavit Seshni, Mechilot Melach B'Masai, Medeni, Shein Vay, Shein Yishov El Amon, I mean, the Braise says, Andere Diburim, Neiz Maforish, it's worth, I'm telling you, for Masai, and it's worth Amon. Drivon deviated, but Stam means without at night. Avo Maforish, with at night. That what it says, Bamed, and that what it says later, Yedeyani, it's Kehilu, he said this, but you don't have to say this, because the Lashon is a little shver in the Baraisa, but that's how the Rivon loim pshat. Inami yesh loima uche de milse nokat. That, no, you don't have to say nase kemisha oma. No, the Baraisa is speaking about normally a person when he wants to make such a t'nai, uche de milse nokat, do oisoi she'oma amanashe ein locho olai eino. When he wants to make a t'nai, that she'ein locho olai eino, rogil loima, so he says, and looks at him, ein locho olai eino, I mean, he says, no, yeah, ani yedeya she'ein eishove, he'll tell him the soul megillah, and I want you to be masking. That means a person who makes the t'nai, he wants to show, he really means seriously that she'ein lecha olai eino. So he thinks up a baba ma'aseh, which is not true. He tells him, listen, what is true, he wants, he shouldn't have a t'viyas eino. But this scenario that it's worth Amon and selling it to from a sign, this is takinachu. Rogil loima ani yedeya she'ina yishove. Ani yedeya she'ina yishove. I know it's not worth. Hapa b'she'ina yedeya imamaremus. He doesn't know that. But she hafilu kerameh de layoda de kaka. So mehle, it's going to fill according to rameh. That means it's that it's the layoda takaka. Who says we don't know if there's a non de mekach? He's just saying this to show that he really means that there shouldn't be a non. So he says such a baba meisa. But really, we're speaking about tzroga loyma, the tzuche de milse. Normally, when a person makes such a tnai, he says such lashonis, but that is not the situation. So we're ending up with, in reality, a tnai menashe ein lecha alai eino, which means that that's a tnai, he shouldn't be tevei eino for me. Really, you don't know if there's a no, I don't know if there's a no, and that's the tnai. This is how the Taisus lunch chat, so for Emfer and Shmuel. Now, if we want to see something Meredik, the Shagasaya, in the Chuvis, in the Chadoshes, Simen Tezayin, says, let us look in Rashi. We will see that what Taisus said in a multitude of sentences, Rashi said in two words. And it's Meirdik. Let us look at Rashi. We just learned, let us go back to Rashi on how Rove ve'emfert Rav, and then we'll see the Baraisa. So let us again see the Rashi. Stam